Hey, I think it's time for game news.
Woo! Go ahead, Paul.
Okay, it's your turn to sing, Paul.
Wait, I like your thrash metal version. Come on, back to the thrash metal. Right?
Yeah.
It's a Joel cool. Show starring Joel. It's Joel. It's the Joel Show.
I think I just broke the speaker.
Oh, that was exciting. All righty. How you doing, Joel?
I was doing great until that anthrax imitation there. It's Joel!
Matter of fact, we're just going to have a guitar grinding the entire time you speak.
How about that?
There's this guy I work with, and he is a huge fan of this Swedish death metal band called In Flames.
In Flames, yeah, we were talking about that.
Man, and he played a couple of songs, and what the hell am I listening to?
Can you understand any of it?
No, not at all.
It's like Jorgen, Vorgen, Vorgen, Vorgen. Okay. As Brad, goes, I have to offend the Swedes. Especially
he said, "Oh, listen to this ballad," and I'm expecting like the Carpenters.
Right, right.
Oh, well, yeah, that's lovely.
Pretty.
Yeah, the ballad's only nice. 200 beats per minute. Everything else is much, much faster.
All I know is they're no Rammstein.
No.
Yes.
I've been a fan of theirs for a long time.
Yeah.
What I don't understand is apparently they can sing in English, but they don't speak English. I don't see how that works.
Well, I could sing in Swedish probably if somebody teaches me the song.
I actually listen to a lot of German industrial.
Do you?
And you can sing right along
yeah,
with
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, totally.
If you can understand.
Yeah.
You know, the sounds they're making, it's like, rawr, 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 rawr.
Du, no good. Du hast.
Du hast.
Du hast mich. There's no way I could imitate that ever. I'm a girl.
That was great.
Oh, thanks.
What does Alrighty. That mean, by the way? Doesn't that mean
you
like,
hate me?
You hate me, yeah. Okay, so it's very appropriate.
You hate. I'll get you the English version. There is actually an English
no
version.
Pointless. It's like 99 Luftballons.
All right, enough talking about speed metal. We got games to talk about here. Hey, what happened this week in game news, Joel?
Yeah, Joel. What?
Was there some kind of consoles came out in the past since the last time we recorded the show?
I don't buy it.
No, I don't think anything came out.
The Xbox 360 came out, right?
You know what we didn't even say on the show?
What didn't we say?
Vista was released to manufacturing. So there you go.
How the hell did we miss that?
I don't know. What's funny is, you know, now that we're doing the show every 2 weeks, things get dropped. Look, that's right. All I'm saying.
Little things tend to fall.
Everyone has already heard that Vista has been released to manufacturers.
Yeah, like we have said many, many, many times, if you're getting your news, your up-to-the-minute news from this show, forget it.
Yeah, exactly.
Log off life. Just quit.
Rude.
Oh, by the way, tonight's weather.
Yeah, yeah.
Clear and cold. No matter
from Michigan,
you are.
Yeah. All righty. So, so what was released this week? What consoles?
As everybody knows, the PlayStation 3, all 14 of them throughout the world, and the Nintendo, you know, even after all these months, I still can't say it without feeling dirty.
Do it.
The Wii.
Wii! One of the guys here in the office, Scott, bought a Wii. He managed to get one, and he
we
brought
got
it
two
in.
Wii's here. Three, actually.
And,
we got three Wii's in the building?
Not in the building, but.
Well, three, that's a lot for anybody. But so I go over there. He's got it all set up here in the office. You know, he hands me his...
The nunchuck. Controller?
And,
no,
you know,
it's just the Wiimote.
The Wiimote. He hands me his Wiimote. And so I'm, you know, he's showing me how to press the button. Everything. Paul standing right there, not saying a thing. I go back on IRC and I said, I just touched Scott's Wii. Do you hear me? I touched Scott's Wii. I said it out loud.
What's even
okay?
worse is I had just finished touching Scott's Wii. So did Carrie.
Yeah.
He had a very busy Wii.
Scott got a lot of, got a, his Wii
get,
got a lot of
get
action.
Some, antibacterial soap.
Oh my God. All right. I'm sorry, Joel. Please continue.
I'm not sure what I can add to that.
Tell us about the Wii. So how quickly did these things sell out?
Well, the Amazon UK site sold out of the Wii in less than 10 minutes.
Wow. 10 minutes.
The American Amazon sold out in 60 seconds.
Really?
So you had to get within a 60-second window to get a Wii off of Amazon.com.
Wow.
Amazon doesn't load that fast, does it?
I guess you can't.
Well, you just had to have loaded it at the right time.
You have everything right, and then you hit the button at exactly 10 o'clock or midnight.
For all you 28.8 users out there, sorry.
Yeah. Suck it.
Now, Scott and Chris both went to, and Jerry had heard that Toys R Us was going to allow pre-orders like a couple days earlier. Mm-hmm. They ran down there in the morning, pre-ordered theirs. They showed up and got them. Didn't have any problems.
Just like that.
Yep. Huh. It was. Well, I was like, wow. But I mean, of course, they were all gone. Everyone, there was a giant line. But they didn't really advertise that they were going to do pre-orders. So
God bless
it just snuck right in.
Well, this is the Wii is going to be apparently a lot different than the 360 and the PS3. My local EB, I mean, they sold out, of course, all the pre-orders. Mm-hmm. But they're expecting massive shipments later this week, like
that's
Friday.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I guess this is just a very temporary shortage of Wiis. And within the next couple of weeks, they're just going to be everywhere.
Well, you know, at least for me nowadays, when a new game console is released, I just expect them to sell out real quick, and then the next shipment comes in, you know.
Well, unlike the PS3, though, which they didn't make that many, so it's not going to, there was not going to be a continued stream of PS3, so there will be a continued stream of Wiis.
Yeah.
I might actually have to get one.
It was really cool.
It's pretty.
It was, 30 seconds I played that thing, I was addicted.
I played a PS3 and I was unimpressed. I mean, it's neat, mm-hmm. but I have a 360 and I don't see a difference worth noting. Whereas the Wii is a whole different experience. It's almost like, whereas like in the console war, who will win the 360, the PS3 or the Wii? And really, actually, they just need to take the Wii out of that equation because it's a whole different war now. It's like 360 versus PS3, and then there's the Wii. Mm-hmm. And the Wii is a whole different category now, and they've got the entire market to themselves. It's the family entertainment system instead of the gaming console
or
something.
Console.
Yeah, and the price is just low enough to where, mostly because the other ones are so expensive, that you look at it and go, it's not that bad. Mm-hmm. And it's just all you can, your grandma can play it. And I think that, you know, we all laughed.
Yeah.
We all laughed at them, and they're like, well, we want to bring Mark and games to the people who aren't gamers, and we're like, yeah. What about the gamers? They're not going to want one. Oh, screw that.
Everybody's going to want one.
They're going to be. They're going to make a fortune off it.
Who was it here in the office was saying they got their mom hooked on the Wii Golf or whatever it was?
Oh, yeah.
Was that Zumba?
I think it might have been, yeah. Yeah.
You might remember from the Girl Scout dress.
Yeah, he's a Girl Scout. Yeah.
He was a Girl Scout.
I was at the Best Buy, and I'm standing there, and there wasn't even, it was the day before the Wii came out, mm-hmm. and there was just, and I'm standing there looking at the display, and they didn't even have a working one. They just had a video playing, and there's some guy, this older guy, sitting there staring at it, and I'm like, he's like, what is this? I didn't even heard about this. And I said, oh, this is the big to-do, and, you know, in the game, he's like, I was just looking at this video and thinking, I think I'm going to have to get one of these. And he's like, I've never wanted a console before because but my wife would like this.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those people are like, you know, and I actually was thinking about, you know, I should get one of those for my grandma.
And it's cheap enough that you can.
Yeah, because my grandma used to love Bonk, and you can buy Bonk over the internet on it. But she can also, my grandma can sit in her chair and play golf or play. I mean, you don't have to get up. It is fun. We were bowling, and when you really get into it, it's a lot more fun, but you don't have to do all that.
What do you think, Joel?
Well, I've played both of them. I've got a friend that's got a PS3 and a friend that's got a Wii, and I said it a couple of shows ago, and I stand by it. The only truly next generation console is the Wii. The other two are just graphical upgrades.
Yeah.
Hard drives.
Which is important, but...
I certainly wish that Wii was high definition, but, you know, you just with it.
That'll come.
Okay. But I gotta say, the first time I played with the PS3, it's all right.
Yeah.
It's just another console. Especially if you've already had a 360, then the graphics don't even impress you that much.
I've had a 360 for exactly 1 year today. Today is the year anniversary of the 360. But when I played the Wii, 3 hours later, I'm still playing it. Mm-hmm. That I played baseball alone for almost 2 hours.
Right on. That's awesome.
That's a testament to its playability.
Talking to Scott about this, and I said, you know, the truth is the Wii is great, and everyone is going to want a Wii. But if the Wii had come out without the other two options being there, mm-hmm. people would bitch and go, oh, well, but well, I want my Oblivion, and I want my, you know, I want my high-end
right.
things like that. And now you can get those on your 360 or your PS3, right. and then you get your Wii for all the fun stuff that when your friends come over, you guys spend hours doing, you know, mm-hmm. the stuff where you throw the remote and break your TV.
Well, I just point to, I mean, someone did a survey. I don't know how they came up with these numbers. I'm sure it's 100% scientifically
accurate. Sure.
But they sent people out to interview all these knuckleheads that were waiting in line for days and days for PS3s, mm-hmm. and over 80% of them weren't keeping it. They were just going to sell it on eBay.
Right.
There was on Sunday morning, or when it came out, the PS3 came out on Friday, right? Mm-hmm. Right. On Saturday, we were watching the news, and I think that the number had dropped once I found out the real number, but at one point, the news was reporting that 20,000 PS3s were on eBay. What is 20,000 of 400,000? 20,000 is, it's like 5%, right? Of 400,000.
5% is on eBay, you're saying?
So, yeah. I mean, so 5% of all the PS3s sold were on eBay the next mm-hmm. morning. I mean, think about that.
Yeah, and I wonder if they got bought.
Well, I'm sure many of them did, but they were all asking, you know, 1,000.
Yeah,
1,200, yeah.
We were tracking it here at work a few days ago, and the highest number that I saw that was an actual bid for a PS3 might have been a bundle mm-hmm. pack, but it was definitely the console and maybe some other stuff.
Yeah.
Was 25,000.
25,000?
25,000. It hit 15,000, and then someone tacked on 10. You know?
My God.
Maybe.
You apparently.
Maybe it's a false.
Fell off their bed of money.
Right.
Yeah.
It was exactly. Like, you know, jeez. Oh, I can just throw this money in the trash.
25,000. I got to think that's that fake. Someone's just throwing. But the highest one that I saw where you think money changed hands because there was a positive feedback about the buyer later mm-hmm. was a little over $3,000.
Jeez.
$3,000.
$10,000, $15,000. That's still, yeah. It is ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
More money than brains.
I'll say.
Way more.
So what's the story you were telling us about, Joel, the Sony dallying cost PS3 exclusives?
Sony, what kind of made the PS2 was they had all of these exclusives. Mm-hmm. You know, Grand Theft Auto, and just tons of exclusives, and companies would just come out with games. If it wasn't completely exclusive for the PS2, it was exclusive for a year or whatnot. Well, Sony just has really been dragging their heels and not landing these exclusive deals, and companies are just kind of, I guess they're tired of it and are now jumping ship. They're still coming out with PS3 games, but now they're also going to come out on the PC. They're also going to come out on the 360 or whatnot, like Assassin's Creed, which is a gorgeous looking game. Mm-hmm. Originally was supposed to be a PS3 exclusive.
Sony. Now it's on 360 and PC, right?
360 and PC. Because Sony just months went by.
Sony's been hemorrhaging money, though, lately. They're probably like, we just can't afford to pay these companies to be exclusive at this point. You know, I mean,
you would think it was money well spent, though, because those exclusives are going to help push the sales.
Well, if you're cocky enough to think that, well, we're Sony and everyone's going to, I mean, mm-hmm. the truth is, let's think about it. Are they going to have any problem selling PS3s for the next, you know, 6 months? No.
Well, so, you know, so they don't. They may. Minute right now, of course. Yeah. Like
when they're slowed down, that's when they're going to need the exclusives. Maybe then they'll have some money. Mm. Who knows?
I tell you,
there are war rocks.
Yeah,
but that's for the 360.
With Grand Theft Auto alone, they can't afford not to have that be an exclusive. That alone would have sold a bajillion PS3s. Mm. But if it's available on 360 and PC at the same time, that is going to kill them.
Yeah, it's the GTA 4 is already headed for the Xbox 360, apparently.
Yeah.
Microsoft came along and went, hey, guys, we'll give you the money you're looking for. What do you say?
Yeah.
Microsoft doesn't have a problem with offering money.
No.
they can offer me money.
Yeah, really?
Oh, yeah.
All for you need to do is write a game that's so good they want it as an exclusive.
World of Joel, World of hello. Come on.
Hello. We've been working on it.
Now officially
the game.
In pre-alpha.
Pre-alpha.
That's right. I'll make it 360 exclusive.
Pre-alpha, that makes me laugh. All right. What about Gran Turismo HD?
Well, the company that makes Gran Turismo, Polyphony Digital, I mean, they're just widely known. They're kind of like Blizzard. They're the console version of Blizzard in that no game ever comes out within the first three target dates. They just push it back and push it back and push it back. And surprise, surprise, it got pushed back again to late 2007.
Mm.
So
that's
for all of you
good.
People waiting for your high-def Gran Turismo.
Yeah, next Christmas.
Wait a little bit longer.
Yeah, not this Christmas.
Now, they demoed some stuff from that at E3. It was and it was impressive, but not uber impressive. So hopefully they're going to take it and polish it up to where it you know, deserves the hype it's getting, you know. So we'll see.
And this article is also talking about Hellgate London, which Travis, one of our tech support guys, had turned me on to, and I can't wait for it to come out. I want to play this game.
Cool.
It's badass. And that's from Flagship Studios, which is an offshoot of Blizzard's old Diablo.
Bill Roper.
Yeah.
So, and then I hear the FBI has busted some video game hackers. What in the world?
The FBI is cracking some skulls, buddy.
Okay, why would they care?
Well, I guess this is all about 50,000 illegal Lineage 2 users. I don't know how you get to be an illegal Lineage 2 user. Do you not have a Lineage 2 passport?
They must be able to hack a serial number.
Yeah. So
they were putting people on other servers that weren't NCSofts.
Oh,
oh, really?
So they were actually making up a whole other server.
Right.
Ooh, sneaky.
Oh.
This was spread all over the country. So they have 50,000 users off NCSoft servers and onto their illegal servers. So NCSoft wasn't collecting that residual income.
Were they collecting that income? I could see how the FBI would get heavily involved if they were actually imitating the company and taking the money, but not actually. That takes
you would
have, cojones.
I'm wondering how they would have access to those funds. I mean, you would have to. I don't know how you would do it.
Yeah, it had to just be a free kind of thing, you know. We're just, hey, come play on this server instead of theirs because ours is free and, you know, whatever.
Well, they could easily have. It'd be like some similar to a phishing scam, though, wouldn't you think? They could set up something
like
similar and say, hey, your money's due. And, you know.
Credit card got declined. Use this other credit card and use this special website.
Right.
Right.
So, yeah, if it had certainly happened like that, then I'm sure our boys at the FBI would want to talk to them.
Yeah. But NCSoft was saying they estimated that they lost millions of dollars. Like, you know, you always say,
right.
Yeah, we lost bazillions, you know, a Google billion.
Yeah. But while I'm not a Lineage 2 fan, I am an NCSoft fan. I think they're good guys.
Yeah.
Because I played the hell out of Cities of Heroes.
Did he kick your ass?
No, I kicked its ass.
All right. Ooh. Woo.
One he got the up on.
Yeah.
That's my one game that I kicked its ass. Multiple level 50s.
All right. Speaking of which, what game is kicking your ass? Excuse me, butt. What game is kicking your butt this week, Joel?
It's kicking my ass, too.
Is it?
Yeah. Just came out. I'm a huge college sports fan.
Yeah.
Maybe football, basketball, baseball. 2K Sports just came out with College Hoops 2K7. I'm playing it on the 360, and it is kicking my ass.
And how is it?
Well, I'm not going at the easiest skill level, which is what I usually do, because I have to try to maintain what little tiny bit of pride I still have.
Okay.
But I'm not doing it on this one. I just went right to the highest, and I'm losing by an average of about 30 points a game.
Mm.
So it's not a perfect game, but it's a very good game.
How are the graphics and gameplay?
Well, the graphics are actually, there's a couple of things, you know, I kind of wish I hadn't noticed them, because now every time I see it, I notice this little bit, like the players' uniforms, it's like they're hovering 6 inches above their body.
It's Paul's just, nodding like he knows exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, that's just, it's a physics thing. A lot of these newer games do that, and I've noticed it. They try and do a physics
so it can be like
model for the clothes because they want it to be cool, and that way they can change the clothes, everything like that. But then you run into Z fighting issues and hit detection issues, so it always looks unnatural when they make it so it's safe, you know, so that the clothes don't clip through the person and stuff like that. And then you just end up with these weird, unnatural hanging clothes.
Yeah, what he said.
You know.
That those tech things there, he said.
Right, right.
I was just about to say it. Thanks, Paul.
He totally just cut you off with that.
We're on the same team here. There's no Joel in team.
Next year, we'll be dealing with that problem with Elemental, so that's why I'm familiar with it.
Oh, hey, you know what else in game news?
What?
Dark Avatar beta is out.
Yes.
Galactic Civilizations 2, Dark Avatar, which is the expansion pack to Dreadlords. The beta is out, and if you want to get in on the beta, you do have to pre-order the game, but then you get to play the beta with all of its bugs and craziness. And then you get to come on the forums and say, this is what I think you should do. And we often take suggestions from people on the forums. Not always.
You actually make suggestions that make sense.
Right, exactly.
You don't just go, this doesn't work.
Yeah, yeah. It is a beta. Be aware. It is a beta. So it's not going to work perfectly.
We're still doing a lot of balancing and stuff. So actually, this is a perfect example for people who like to find exploits in games. Get on, go, hey, I found out this super ability allows me to win every time in 30 seconds. And we know, oh, okay, we have to fix that.
So right.
Those are the type of beta testers that we love.
Yes.
We don't love the ones that just go, this game's stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in getting in on the beta of that, you can purchase a pre-order at www.galciv2.com. And that is GALCIV2.com. All right. So I think that's all the news we have. We are actually, it is Wednesday night before Thanksgiving here as we're recording this. Of course, it'll be after Thanksgiving if you're in America. It'll be after Thanksgiving when you listen to it. But I hope you all had a happy Thanksgiving and didn't gain too much weight.
If you celebrate Thanksgiving.
If you celebrate Thanksgiving.
If you're in the States. Thanksgiving is what, later? Earlier? Later?
You know, I'm not really sure. October? Come on the forums and let us know.
Yeah,
in fact, we have, you know, I think, you know, when we moved to the 2-week show, I know, you know, a lot of people probably didn't listen quite as much. You know, it happens. We understand. But feel free to come on the forums and let us know how your Thanksgiving was.
Tonight,
what'd you eat?
Tonight is supposed to be the biggest bar night of the year.
Is that right?
In the United States. Yep.
Oh, great.
Really?
Yeah, really.
The night before Thanksgiving?
Yep, because everyone's looking for
weekend.
Something to do. Yeah. They're back home with their friends and family.
Don't they have
to
do intervals?
No. Paul has to run tonight.
I'm like, what? Don't they have to do it? No one knows what you mean but you.
I want to know what kind of Thanksgiving does Belgium have?
Yes. I don't
know why. I just want to know.
They have a Thanksgiving, but...
turkey, just waffles.
Oh. I'm sure they're thankful for something in Belgium.
Right, right, right.
That's right.
So if you're not from America, tell us what you know, if you have any kind of holiday that is similar to Thanksgiving in America. Let's see if I can get past all of, you know, the commercialism surrounding it. I think it's supposed to be the day that we say, wow, I'm glad to be alive. And
we're supposed to say, wow, I'm glad that the Indians gave us food.
Well, yeah.
We celebrate the glorious tradition of coming over from England and killing the sovereign citizens of a nation that rightfully belonged to them so we could practice our religion here. And then we wiped them out with polio blankets and took all their food.
I thought that was Columbus Day.
Well, that too.
Okay.
Yeah, we do it all, man. We don't care. We split it up into two separate events.
Wait a minute.
We'll kill you twice.
I thought that...
That might be a bit of a negative spin on
the American Indians brought the food that helped people stay alive.
It is somewhat historic.
That's crap. Yeah.
Well, I choose to believe what...
How about that?
I like the happy story.
I mean, this is the part where we got together with the groovy Native Americans, and they were all like, hey, man, come to dinner. And we're like, right on, corn.
Peace, love. Hey.
Gnarly. Pass the peace pipe. Let's all hug.
Hey, I saw the New World, and they brought them corn. and they didn't kill them for at least like a season.
They
so
waited.
A whole different.
Yeah, they
so
waited.
A different holiday.
Well, it's only polite if yeah. if the indigenous group saves your, you know, your recently transplanted group, you have to wait a year before you start killing them. That's the rules.
Man law.
Yes.
Okay, before we are lynched by the Thanksgiving board.
Is there one?
I'm sure there's one
the
somewhere.
Ones that perpetuate the turkey, this.
Somebody, you know, yeah, anti-Thanksgiving
like,
defamation
the
league.
Turkey yeah,
and
hotline.
The canned cranberry sauce people, you know?
Right.
They don't want it to end.
No.
So, yeah, we're sorry, cran folks.
Right.
Yep.
So,
make sure,
go ahead, Joel.
I was going to say, everybody that's listening, well, you've already done it. You have to, at your Thanksgiving dinner, you have to say, ooh, let's all, everybody say one thing that they're thankful for, and it goes around, and there's always one person who can't think of anything, and then you have the awkward silence. So everybody has to do that.
That person just
that
needs
will
to say,
be,
I'm thankful for the Wii.
That
I'm thankful for Power User Podcast. That's
there
what you're supposed
go.
To say.
There's that awkward silence.
There's
awkward silence.
Uh-oh.
We should actually end the show by saying what we're thankful for.
All right, Paul, you
okay.
go first.
Go
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Awkward
oh.
silence.
Oh, yeah, me.
Something about running.
Oh, okay. I'm thankful for...
legs?
For, yeah. I'm thankful for my new Nike Air Zoom Noir shoes, which make my knees not hurt.
Splendid. Good for you. I am thankful for this four-day weekend.
Yay.
Yay.
Yay. Yes. Derek?
I am thankful for you guys.
Oh, that's sweet.
Because I love you all. Because friends are really the most important thing.
I got a better one, okay. actually. I thought of a better one.
Piss on what you
now
just
that,
said.
Now that you... No
take backs.
Now that you said something nice, I figure I better say something positive as well. I'm thankful that my mother is still alive.
Yes.
Yay.
Yay.
Yes.
Yay.
Well, now
so my
I feel
mom
really
was
shallow.
Recently my mom recently had a brain aneurysm, and against all odds she's pulling through. So
excellent.
Yes. Joel?
I am many, many million times thankful for the men and women who are serving in our armed forces. Godspeed.
There you go.
Well, there wait a go. Second.
Now Paul has to think of something socially relevant. Yes.
He's like, thanks for my shoes. We're all like, yeah, freedom, liberty, friendship, love, family, and he's like, I like shoes.
He didn't know.
I have,
it was gonna
I
be
really
like
I have legs.
Yeah.
I'm thankful to Microsoft for allowing one universal operating system to make development so much better and easier for the rest of the world.
All right.
I can dig that.
He's laughing.
He couldn't keep a straight face.
He totally doesn't believe what he
no,
just said.
Honestly, actually, I do believe that. It other than, you know, all the negative parts.
Other than all the crap we have to put up with. All right.
I can't think of
anything. Right, all right.
So let's just move on.
How about you love your wife?
I'm thankful for my wife not killing me in my sleep.
I'm thankful for Derek's girl parts.
There you go.
I like those girl parts, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
I like that. Quick.
And on that note.
On that note, thank you for listening.
We're thankful that you've been listening. This podcast was brought to you by neowin.net, wincustomize.com, and quarter2three.com. You can support us by subscribing to us on iTunes, Podnova, Odeo.com, and podcast.yahoo.com. And look for us every week at www.poweruser.tv.